Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Queen's Corner Podcast, sis. The podcast space for unapologetic Christian women, where we chatted up about all things Kingdom Women related. We just finished wrapping up our community series. So if you haven't caught that, make sure you catch that. We talked about why it really is important and the advantages of having the right God-sent community and tribe. Letting go of the wrong community and tribe was the second episode in the series. And last week, we wrapped up the community series by talking about how to actually find and connect with the right tribe. I gave you five essentials for that. And so today, we're going to get into our next segment of the podcast. I am your host, Aisha Marie. Stay tuned. Okay, so on the heels of talking about community in the community series, we're really going to dive right into actually talking about self-care here on the Queen's Corner podcast. And you might be asking yourself, like, self-care, like, is this another one of those cliche kind of like, oh, feel good type of things? No, sis. And we're going to talk about that later on in the episode, why it is so important, especially for you as a Kingdom woman. But specifically, we're going to talk about self-care, like pandemic edition. Okay, because there is a, you know, an extended panoramic taking place. And, you know, it didn't take the Lord by surprise. He was already aware. It's been going on long enough now that, you know, it's not necessarily taking us by surprise the same way that it did, but it is definitely having some other effects. And as Kingdom women, really as the entire body of Christ, we should be talking about more things like this. We shouldn't just be leaving conversations like these for the world to have. Not to say that they're not being had within the body of Christ, because they are. And so I want to be another one of those ones to really highlight that. So that's what we'll be talking about on today's episode. Now, before we really get into the episode, let's first make some space, as we always do, to shed some light on Anchor, because it's a popping platform. I still use it to this day. So after that short advertisement, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back. Okay, let's get right into this. And as we get right into this, first thing I want to do very clearly is make a very important announcement. When I talk about self-care, okay, I'm talking about two very distinct things, right? Your basics and your pampering. Now, I recently did a YouTube video on my YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, you really should. It's Aisha Marie, A-S-H-A space M-A-R-I-E on YouTube, because a lot of the content across all of my different platforms are connected. But, it wasn't even recently, honestly, now that I think about it. A little while ago, I did a YouTube video about self-care. It was like all about self-care on there. It's one of my personally favorite videos. And I made really, really important distinctions in that video, really talking about the fact that self-care is not just your, oh my gosh, massage, oh my gosh, nails done, oh my gosh, pedicure, white toes, come on. It's not just that. And it's important to say that, even though it sounds like duh. It's important to say that, though, because social media, thankfully, has brought a lot more attention to making self-care a very popping topic for people to prioritize. But with that has, you know, been added a lot of glamorization of self-care. And I, in that video, was just really encouraging folks to understand that self-care is not just the popping 10 things when it comes to taking care of yourself. Self-care also includes those basics. It includes, especially for those of you in mental health recovery, you guys know I coach a lot of people in mental health recovery, and some of you may be familiar with my mental health testimony also on my channel, but especially those in mental health recovery. And with this panoramic, we're talking self-care. A lot of people are dealing with different mental health struggles, okay, which might make you feel like you're in a mental health recovery of your own. It's important to know that self-care is not just about the, you know, oh, go get your nails done. Oh, spa day. Some people can't do that right now, you know. And some people, even more frightening, some people are doing those things while neglecting their day-to-day day, hygiene, health, sustenance, maintenance, not eating regularly or properly if you can, not keeping yourself clean, hygienic, not doing all those little things, those little day by day things that are mundane, those little day by day things that don't, look or feel glamorous or that you don't necessarily want to take like, a cute picture of and post, you know what I'm saying? But they're things that need to be done. It's just like paying your bills. You don't always have an amazing, exciting time when you're paying your bills, but they got to be paid, right? So I really, 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 really want to say that first. I want to encourage you to go watch that video on my YouTube channel. When I say self-care, I'm not talking about like just a shopping spree. Okay. Notice I said just because I vote yes for shopping sprees being self-care, but that's just me. Okay. Anyway, so, but I'm also talking about like them day-to-days. And let me tell you why. Because it's so easy to overlook like that basic self-care, even the pampering self-care. It's so easy to overlook that or not prioritize it, but it's become even more important. So it's weird because on one hand, it's easier to overlook it because there's so much going on that it's like I don't have time for this right now, or I can't right now, or it's not important enough right now, or all I want to do is lay in bed, or all I want to do is escape, So it's almost like easier to overlook it right now, especially when you've been dealing with something that's stressful, over a long period of time, chronic stress, right? But it's even more important because of that not to overlook this area, self-care, basic and pampering. You do not want to overlook this. And let me tell you, first and foremost, I promised earlier I was going to explain why, as Kingdom women, this is super important for us. Okay. God cares about how you are doing. Okay. Let me say that again because I feel like a lot of people, you just hurt me and that was great. Oh, that's great. God cares. No, God cares about how you are doing. He loves you, sis. He loves you, okay? We hear these things so often, I don't think we're really grasping the truth of it, and the gravity. Because, if you know that he loves you and he cares about you, why on earth would you think that he would not want you to take care of yourself? For me, it's like when we talk about, sacrificing in those unhealthy, toxic, dysfunctional ways, and we think maybe that's what God wants us to do. Okay. Remind yourself of what love is and that God is love and that God loves you. Because why would he want that to be happening to you, a God who perfectly loves you, not imperfectly, like a human being, So God loves you. He cares about how you are actually doing. And let me tell you why this is also important for you as a Kingdom woman, because how you are doing also affects other things that God cares about, which is, it affects how you treat other people. Okay? Listen, when you are not feeling together, you're not feeling right, you're not well taken care of, you hangry, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, you might be a little bit more prone to snap on some people. They ain't even got to come at you the wrong way. They can just open their mouth and breathe. And you like, get all the way out of here with it. Okay? Like, how you are doing. How well you taking care of yourself, it affects your relationships with other people. Oftentimes, it affects how willing you are to show up for others or on others' behalf. The love in your heart. Let's just be honest and tell the truth, okay? The love in your heart that you feel and or want to actually show to other people can get compromised when you're not properly taking care of yourself, okay? And the other thing that it affects that the Lord also really cares about is your capacity, specifically to steward the vision that God has for you and for your life, and to steward your health. So, okay, editing Aisha, gonna jump in really quickly and let you know that you're about to hear the audio change slightly. Don't worry, keep enjoying the episode. God bless you. Oh, yes. Okay, bye. Picture this, right? You have really been taking a toll. I'm sorry, guys. Your way that you take care of yourself and your self-care practices and habits have really been taking a toll. And now, you're not really showing up the best that you can at work, at that job that you prayed for, in that business that you have, in those tasks and ministries that the Lord has given you. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about it, right? Like, you don't want to get out of bed, or you find that you're rushing through things, instead of being diligent, that you feel like you're doing things out of a sense of obligation instead of out of passion and zeal for the Lord and for His kingdom, Or picture this when we talk about your health. Again, you're feeling worn down, you're feeling beat down, you're feeling, exhausted all the time, tired all the time, irritable, snappy, Come on. Some of us, we run ourselves so ragged, right? Placing ourselves so far at the end of the list and still never really getting to ourselves consistently, and with excellence, that our bodies just give out. You can't do it even though you're trying, right? So you don't want to get to those points. The Lord cares about that. He cares about that. And so, that's really important to mention because of again, I don't want there to just continue to be this misconception that, God loves for you to take care of everybody else and could care less about how you take care of yourself. No, God wills, just like his word says, that you have and show the kind of love that sacrifices and puts other people's needs before your own. It does not say to neglect your own needs, right? That kind of selfless love is an outpouring. It's an outpouring. But think about what happens when you literally don't have anything to pour out, or when what you're trying to pour out is tainted, is bitter, is resentful, is codependent, right? Remember who the Lord is. He's not going to compromise righteousness and true, pure love for service, because it's not true service at that point. So I just really want to encourage us as kingdom women, because especially as women, we can fall prey to this kind of thinking and unfortunately even put God's name on it and think that is what he wants us to do. Take care of your sis. Your take care. Look, yeah, I care a lot about this topic because I see it all the time and I have dealt with it. Take care of yourself, sis. God does care about that. Take care of you. Take care of you. So now let's wrap this thing up, shall we? So this episode, it really was to just kick off that conversation about self-care, especially, within the circumstances that we're having. And I want to get deeper into that in the next episode. In the next episode is where I really want to talk about the how-to. Because, for those of you who don't know, I am a coach. I'm very passionate about, a get her done kind of mindset. Like, what can we do? Like, I love to process just as much as I love to see progress. So, in the next episode, next Friday, again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss it, because we're going to be talking about burnout. We're going to be talking about how you actually can improve, like, in your self-care regimen, in your self-care hygiene, in a way, and I talked about this in the YouTube video that I mentioned earlier, where sometimes I cringe when I say self-care, because I feel like the glamorization of it online has made it seem so just poppy and faddish and like a gimmick. But, that's the bad side of it. The good side of it is that more people are paying attention to it. And I really don't want it to come across as, oh, let's be cute, or let's just talk about something that's popular. Like, this is very, very, very important. Like, it's so important. It's so important. And I know it seems like for a lot of us, like, taking care of you is at the very end of the list, but I'm telling you, your relationship with God first and foremost. Up under that, the relationship that you have with yourself is really helping to set the tone for everything else in your life. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Okay? Like, and I've had experiences and seen clients and just even family members and friends have experiences that let me know also that that relationship with yourself can sometimes really affect the way that you see God, you know? Not caring much for yourself, not feeling like you're worthy, not pouring well into yourself and thinking that God is okay with that, right? Thinking that God co-signs that kind of neglect. No. And this is why we've got to get into the word. We're not going outside the word. It's in the word. What does the Bible say? Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. You know how God wants you to love your neighbor. So what do you think that implies about how he wants you to be in your relationship with you? He cares, and it is affecting your life, especially when the entire world is in the midst of this panoramic. Okay? Not to make light of it, but to just not have to keep saying, you know, the full word. I forget that I'm on the podcast sometimes. I'm not on YouTube because, you know, they'll flag you, child. They'll flag you for anything everywhere nowadays. But anyway, I pray for us all. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. And I'm praying for you guys. God bless. Make sure that you subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode, which will be coming out this upcoming Friday. We'll wrap up talking about self-care. And listen, I have been catching on the back end. Some of you guys, you know, posting the podcast, chatting about it, enjoying it. Like, I like, okay, invite me to the party. Okay, tag me. Tag me, share it with me. I want to see, I want to rejoice too. You guys don't know how much is poured into this podcast. You don't know how much it took to get here to doing the podcast and consistently doing it, you know, to believe in God when he says, no, girl, do it. I'm telling you to do it. So, like, I want to see it. So, if you're chatting about it, you could screen record it. You could snap a picture while you're listening. You know what I'm saying? I made the cover art. It's real cute. I'm proud of it. And tag me, sis, okay? At the Aisha Marie on Instagram. TheAshamarie, or bro, because I know it's some men who listen to the podcast. How you doing, fellas? Tag me. Support a fellow woman of God in doing what the Lord has called her to do. So, with that, I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, guys.